Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money
at Menards. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Dr. Jamila T. Davis.
And Tara Wallace.
And this is I Love Me More, period. So hi, Tara. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm really glad today, actually.
You're feeling good because I ain't really feeling all that good today.
What's wrong?
Oh, it was one of those days where I really had to do some introspective work and really remind myself that I love me more. You know, sometimes we look for people in our lives to give us things that we should be giving ourselves, right? And I'm having one of those days. I'm just feeling like I need to pour that love back on me today. You know, myself, I'm always pouring so much love on everybody else. It's time for me to just pour into me.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. No, I feel like that all the time. You know, I don't get to pour into myself enough. I'm always giving, giving, giving. I'm a mom, so I can relate to that, you know. And then just when you think you have a moment to yourself, you need to go back and check yourself for the week. For me, I have children. So I always have to really look at myself. What am I showing them? What have I said to them? And for me, this whole week, it's been about going and talking to my son. Making sure that I've acknowledged, you know, it was like parent-teacher conferences.
Yep.
I was a little hard, but then I had to really go back and start talking to him, figure out how he's feeling, what's going on with him, what can I do, what do you need from me?
That's real, so that, real place.
Just so we can, and then after we can get to a good place, I can kind of remember myself.
That's what's up.
You know?
Because our kids are important, but sometimes we get so into kids and family and husband and friends and family that we forget ourselves. So even in that, right, pouring so much into that, just making sure you got that cup and pouring back into you. So that's what this space is all about, y'all. It's all about pouring into yourself and making sure that you're okay. Because if you're not okay, sis, then ain't nobody else gonna be okay, right? So, you know, even though I'm not feeling the greatest, this is like people see me and they just think, oh, yo, Mella, you good. You automatically, all life is working out. But sometimes you have those challenges. I'm a real person too. I feel real feelings too. And sometimes when I'm not feeling so great, I just got to go that extra mile to push myself.
What do you do?
Well, you know what I actually do? I think about all the things that God has brought me through. Mm-hmm. When I think about where I used to be, right? And for me, you know, I always talk about prison because prison for me was a decade. So when I think about that decade when I didn't have freedom to go where I wanted to go, I didn't have freedom to look like I wanted to look. And I think about that pain really pushes me and chases me to chase after my purpose, if that makes sense. You know, just think about it. I'm really, really getting grateful. Just my family in good health. You know, my people are good. Everybody's good. You know what? It's okay today. Regardless of what I feel, is a good day because God is good.
But this is like that moment you have to remember, check on your strong friend. Then that now makes me come full circle that I need to check on you.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of take you for granted because you're like this giant personality. Oh. And you seemingly are all knowing. You know, I don't know where that comes from, that super motherly personality. And maybe we gravitate to it and don't even think that you could be having a bad day.
That's
real. That puts me in check too.
So for me, I have had to always be strong, right? So I have to remind myself that I'm human too. I'm human too. I go through too. Now, what I do have is a big box of coping skills and some tools to use, right?
Yeah.
That's what keeps me on point, but I am human too. Speaking of them coping tools, I'm so, so proud of us, sis, right? You know, I was reading I Love Me More last night. And see, this book that we did together, it's not a book to be read. It's a book that you actually study. You come back, you know, you get a page. You might be at 36. You might skip to 68 because you need something else. And it's so crazy because this morning, as I was feeling what I was feeling, I was actually reading some of the stuff in the book that just reminded me of purpose, reminded me of loving on myself more, and just gave me some tips of what to do. So, yo, y'all, this book is a real thing. And we are a work in progress. Each and every day, we strive to be our best, you know, and that's all you can do. Know that the hits of life are going to continue to come for each of us. Nobody is exempt, but it's what you do with the hits, what you do with the storm, how you move through it, right? How you make the best out of time, how you turn your setback into a comeback. That's what all matters, right?
Right.
So today, baby, oh, we got a guest that is so strong. This guest that we got, oh, you are going to love her because she's still being beat down even as we speak. We ain't gonna bring you no perfect people up here. We not here to sell you no magic, baby. We're telling you that this life is real and it's gonna
happen. It's real, no. And just this space, we've had so many real conversations in this space. I mean, sometimes I'm speechless because it's my first time hearing it. You know, I don't even know. Is what's the right question to ask someone who's going through something?
Because that's our point. It ain't reality TV, y'all. This ain't made up. This ain't scripted. We let
it's like
come.
Real.
We don't let them tell us too much because we really want you to kind of just like as we peel this onion, we want you to be right here and peel it with us so you can feel it, see it, touch it, you know? And we want to know your thoughts. So make sure y'all tune in. And if you're not in our community already, baby,
you should be.
That's where it all goes down. We're real people. Yeah, sometimes we got celebrities and influencers on and things like that. But this show is for real people going through real things. Any of y'all out there? So what I need you to do is meet us at our community. This Black Women's Lives Matter community is a space and a place where you could get those tools to heal, where you could get those affirmations, right? Where you could get that sister to say, baby, you are not alone. Ain't nothing wrong with you, sis. This is what happens. This is the stuff that mommy said, shh, don't talk about that. We don't tell our business. This is the place where real people could just be like, girl, that didn't feel good, but I didn't know what to say or do. And they could be like, okay, hold up, girl. Let me tell you what happened with me when I went through that. It's that place, y'all, where real people talk about real things. So join us, www.blackwomenslivesmatter.com. This is a community, a safe place, a place to heal, a place to love, a place to be transformed from the inside out.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. So it's about that time where we got to get ready to pay these good bills. So stay tuned for a special word from our sponsor. Hello, friends. It's your girl, Dr. Jamila T. Davis, and I have a special announcement. We are finally opening up the Black Women's Lives Matter community. So what does that mean in real time? We can fellowship with you. We have this platform that we're giving to you for absolutely free. And it's a place where you can learn from other Black women just like you. And we're going to be learning real things, speaking to experts about finances, relationships, fashion, makeup, parenting, You name it, we got it in the community. It's a place that we can fellowship and also heal. We're also going to be having therapy in the community. There's a lot of things that we need to talk about to get off our chest, you know, and we're going to do it in a safe place where we can learn from experts about how to maximize our potential and become the best us that we can possibly be. So what does this mean? It's time to click the link in our bio and join today. It is absolutely free. It costs you nothing. And it will grow you so much, I promise you. So meet me in the community. You get to actually work with me this year. I'm going to be doing some one-on-ones. I'm going to be doing some group work. And it's all about leveling up. Meet me in the community. I'll see you soon. And y'all already know what it is. It's going down. Welcome back to I Love Me More, period. So today, we're going to have a difficult conversation. So I want to prepare your hearts and minds for this. This guest on today is someone who's very, very, very special to me. She's the mother of one of our students. And as you know, I've dedicated my life now to children because that's the space and the place where I went left. So we do programs in the community to uplift and empower our students. And we had one student who was a standout. In a cosmetology class that we had at our program in East Orange, New Jersey, she stood out. She learned the skills quickly and she began to apply them to her life, making money and transforming her friends and even mom through the skills that she had. But unfortunately, my student, Robin, she's no longer here with us. And today we're going to talk about something that's very important and very serious. That's now not just plaguing adults, but it's also plaguing young people. And it's called domestic violence. So today's conversation will be with our first guest, who I'm so grateful for that you showed up in the building. Give it up for Janine Pierre, y'all.
Thank you.
Welcome to I Love Me More.
Thank you.
Period, Janine.
So, sis, I'm so happy to see you. Yes. And I want to hug on you and I want to love on you so, 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 so bad. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I want to do first, and I usually do this last, is give you one of our shirts.
Oh, thank
you. Love Me More, period.
Oh, thank
because,
you.
Because, sis, I feel like you just need that love right now.
Yes, it's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I appreciate this gift in the beginning. I feel so special, yes.
You are.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So, I remember the day that I met you because I knew your daughter.
Yes.
And I didn't know anything happened to your daughter. And I remember coming into the elementary school, being brought in as a special guest speaker. And I saw you in the audience after such a powerful day and room full of parents and empowerment. And you told me what happened. Mm. And it crushed my soul. Yes. I really haven't been the same since. So just for our audience, can you tell them a little bit about your daughter?
Yes.
And let's get into what happened to her.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me. Jamila, I remember when I did see you that day, you were, you know, so heartfelt, and I appreciated it. Robin was remarkable.
Sis Robin.
Yes, this is Robin, a straight-A student. She went to New Hope Baptist Church, East Orange. She praised dance for them, Girl Scout, choir. She went to Marie Wiley School of Dance in East Orange. She did ballet, tap, jazz. She ran track. Robin had friends all over, you know. She had good friends, she had bad friends. She was one of those type of people. We would say, Robin, why do you want to be friends with this person? That person doesn't look like it. Mom, you got to give everybody a chance. And for me, you know, for her to say that, I said, you know what? I can't be like that because everybody deserves a chance. She worked at Burger King. In East Orange for over a year. Everyone in the community knew who she was. my mom passed away, her and my mom was very close. She would go to school, go to work, and go home because I would work nights, and she would take care of my mother. And, you know, when my mother passed away, she went into, you know, a little depression. She was dating kind of young. She had a, you know, boyfriend in high school. I would talk to Robin. I didn't approve of it, but at the end of the day, kids are going to do what they're going to do. I'm open and honest, and I want her to be open and honest with me. Matter of fact, the guy that she was dating in high school, his mom is the one that got the pillow made because she loved Robin so much. Mm. And she went to a vocational school for a little while, and she met a young lady there. The young lady that she met at the school wasn't really a good friend of Robin. A friend of mine was telling me, like, you know, I know that girl. You know, I used to work at one of the schools she used to go to. Maybe you should tell Robin that. You know, she introduced Robin to this young man. And from there, Robin's life was never the same. He came to my house a few times, put a gun to her head.
What?
Put a gun to her head. My five-year-old daughter, she said, Mom, he said he's going to kill everybody in the house. I went to the police department. They wouldn't take a police report because Robin got scared because she was 19. They said it was domestic violence, so they couldn't do anything. But I'm like, okay, now it's beyond that because he's threatening to kill everyone in my house. One time he came and put a gun to her. My son jumped in front of the gun. And then, you know, a few days prior to her death, it was some things that was going on that was like...
Wait. Let's go back.
Yes.
So you see your daughter with this young man that's pulling out a gun on the family. Are you talking to Robin or are you telling Robin? Like,
I'm talking to Robin. Robin is scared to death.
So then, okay, I understand the fear, but how does he keep getting back in? What is she not saying to him to let him know, like, we're not doing this?
He was in the gang heavy. His family, my best friend, well, we used to be best friends. Because of the situation, we kind of, because she was like an aunt to my children.
Yes.
Her youngest daughter is related to him.
Okay.
And I know some of the family, so they are connected with law enforcement. There's a lot of different things going on with this family that they're doing things, getting away with it. And because of who they are,
okay,
it's going.
I get that. But I'm going back to you, one-on-one with your daughter, when you know that she's in a toxic relationship. And this guy's now not only pulling out something on her, but he's threatening the whole family. Are you telling Robin he can't come here no more?
Right, no.
Robin,
Absolutely. I even approached him because I'm like, I'm not scared of you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen is going to happen. And I'm like, Robin, he can't come back here.
Okay.
But Robin was still going to his house, being around some of his friends. And
so he had a stronghold on her. She wouldn't break loose.
Right. So the young lady that introduced them,
mm-hmm.
It was kind of bothersome because it would be him. He had a best friend that was a gay girl,
mm-hmm.
and she had a girlfriend. It would be all four of them. I always thought the relationship was weird. One time Robin called me. She's crying like, Mom, you know, he won't let me out of his house. He wants to, you know, have sex with me. I don't want to have sex with him. He's trying to fight me. I'm instantly over there. I go over there. I go get her, and the other young lady had to come out with her because he was putting her out, too. The boy was, like, mentally disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling them, like, listen, y'all got to, all this got to stop. Somebody's going to end up hurt. I have a 17-year-old that was also telling Robin, like, somebody's going to end up hurt. You need to leave him alone. And she's like, yeah, but he knows where I live at. He said he was going to kill my dad, my uncle, which is my brother, and my son. So he was making threats. So Robin was trying to, I guess, call herself, listen, I'm not going to let this happen to my family. I'm just going.
So your first time hearing of this is from your son who said, this young man pulls a gun out on your daughter.
What happened was my son didn't tell me. I was in the house asleep. The way our apartment is made, we're on the first floor. My window to my bedroom was on the porch, and the kid's room is in the back. Mm-hmm. We have a little Maltese Yorkie. He barks when he hears someone. So I hear the dog barking. I'm like, what's going on? Why is the dog barking? They're like, no, Mom, nothing. You know, they're in the back, so I'm not thinking anything, you know. 18 to 19 years old. I'm not thinking, you know. And then I heard her yell. I'm thinking maybe she's on the phone. So a friend of mine came to see me. He's like, I thought Robin wasn't, you know, talking to the boy anymore. I thought they weren't dating. He has someone on your porch, someone on the side of your house, and someone in the back of your house. So I'm like, wait, what? So I get up. I'm like, Robin, what's going on? She's like, yeah, Ma, you know my back window is broke. He opened the window, put the gun to her head. And that's when my son jumped out. My son didn't tell me at first. He didn't want to tell me. He's like, I'm not going to law enforcement. They're not going to do anything because of his connections. I'm not talking.
This is so wild. And it's such a trigger moment for me because my trauma started at a very young age. And it was me dating a boy who my mom forbid me to date. And I actually went against the grain and went with him instead of her. So as you're sitting here talking to me, I'm actually going back in my mind and I'm thinking of my first love, you know, and I'm thinking of how enamored I was with him, and he wasn't living a right lifestyle.
Right.
So I'm now kind of just looking at this thing from Robin's standpoint of I love my family, but I love this boy.
Right.
And it goes back to the whole reason why we doing this podcast, Tara.
Right.
Because we got to teach our babies that I love me more.
But you know what's funny? The young man that I say his mother that got this pill on me, they were still in contact. He saw Robin with black eyes. He was ready to go beat the boy up. He was ready to go do some things to the boy. And
Wait, black eyes. Yes. So hold on, so we didn't get to the black eyes. You told me about the gun. Now, where we get black eyes at, sis?
I didn't know about that until afterwards. This is stuff that I found out after Robin passed away. I didn't even know about any of that.
So she had a black eye that you didn't get to see?
No. And sometimes she would be, she's 19, so sometimes she would be in and out. She would be at his house sometimes and saying she's at someone else's house. She wouldn't tell me. And I'd be like, Robin, you sure you? And she'd be like, yeah, or you know, like my girlfriend I was telling you about. That's like a sister to me. Her daughter, like I said, is related to him. She was even trying to pull Robin away. Like, that's my cousin, but still, you know, he in the Crip gang, he's mentally disturbed. This boy has some issues. So when Robin passed away, she was found dead in his house, shot in the head.
Oh my God.
Shot in the head. He left her body there, called the best friend, which is the gay girl, her mother. Now, Robin, I didn't know this until after my oldest daughter told me. The gay friend, Robin had a physical altercation with her the week before. She said, I hate you and I want you dead. Next thing you know, the girl was dead. He called the best friend and the mother. They went to the local police department, which he's related to some of them. So they came out on the scene. When I pulled up, he didn't have any shirt on. I think cameras were
taken. Wait. How did you know what happened? Did he call you?
No, my daughter that 17, I had to end up relocating her because of the situation. She was at work. She called me crying. She thought I was asleep. Her and my oldest daughter, they're like, Ma, wake up. And I'm like, what? I'm woke. I was at the store with a friend. She was like, no, they're saying Robin is dead at you know, the young man's house. And I'm like, wait, what? And we automatically just ran out the store and just took off and ended up at the boy house. My family pulling up. People were pulling up. People were like hysterical. This was like, of course, you know, a mess. He's sitting there with no shirt on looking at me. Like,
and what did he say?
Not a word.
Not a word?
Not a word. Didn't say no. I'm sorry, Ma. This is what happened. Any other time you've called me Ma before and stuff like that, none of that went on.
He didn't say anything.
Anything. And that's his mom's house. The mother didn't even reach out and offer no condolences. Even if I didn't accept it, you didn't even reach out and say, I'm sorry your daughter was dead in my house with a gun shot to the head. 6 months. 3 medical examiners. And then my oldest daughter said, Ma, I heard her arguing on the phone with him the day before that. He said, you was talking to one of my ops. And when I went to the detective, Caucasian young boy, he don't know what an op is. Are you working in the community? We in a community. These kids are saying words you should know. 6 months later, 3 medical examiners, he fidgeting. He's like, we got the, you know, autopsy. I'm looking at this man. He's not giving me any eye contact. I can tell by body language. I look into all of that. Oh, it was a suicide. No, it wasn't.
Whoa. Oh. Now, I didn't know that. So they told you that your daughter killed herself?
Yes. You haven't heard the half.
Boyfriend's half.
Yes, you haven't heard the half. She killed herself, sober, nothing, no drugs or anything. I told him I had an old iPhone that she had on her as well with her other phone. It's connected to my iPhone. The girl that hooked them up, I haven't heard from her ever since because my family and them was like, look, she got something to do with it. She got to go because she was staying with me. Because Robin's like, Mom, she didn't have nowhere to go. And my, not paying attention until later on stuff started resurfacing. And I'm like, this girl has something to do with it. So we put her out. She called 2 weeks later. My girlfriend, we were listening. She was saying, she was crying, saying how she missed Robin. It wasn't a cry that she missed her. It was a cry of guilt. Mm-hmm. She had a password to that phone. She's sending me screenshots. Some of the messages she sent me, I can't even use that. She knows it's hearsay. She is saying some stuff. She's sending me messages. So I'm like, oh, now he got the password to that phone. Because the gay girlfriend was asking my daughter for the password to that phone. I told the police, there's another phone. There's evidence that's been tampered with. Why haven't y'all gotten that other phone? They didn't get the other phone. So my girlfriend, she knows somebody in the FBI. I called. The lady's like, store my number under operator 22. This is after they tell me, right, it was a suicide. 3 minutes later after that call, you a snitch. I'm going to kill you. Operator 22. I said, oh, you following my iCloud on that other phone.
What? So they following your iCloud?
They following my iCloud on that other phone. I went to the detectives. Me and my girlfriend was down there the next day, next morning. And the prosecuting attorney said, he's our number one suspect. There's no doubt in our mind he did something. It's not what we know, it's what we can prove. But you just told me 2 weeks ago it was a suicide, so it can't be both.
See, this is another thing in our communities. We don't get the help that we need.
We need, exactly.
Wow.
Because of his connections, again, my reliable source, long-time ties with law enforcement. You know, I know some of the family that's in Irvington, North Chief of Police. I was even talking to private investigators, attorneys. They was like, in order for him that got a gun registered, the gun was registered to him. Mm. In the state of New Jersey, they're saying that you can have a gun registered, a crime be committed, but you won't be charged. Her principal on the gun, his principal on the gun, and a third person principal, which I think was the best friend.
So we never really know what exactly happened in the house.
No.
But what we know is that Robin has so much going for her. So much happening in her life that there's no way she would have killed herself.
That's what people wanted to write character letters to schools, beauticians in our area. Everybody that knew Robin, they're like, no. And when you don't have the resources, you know, this boy had resources and things like that. And like you guys were saying, all lives matter. You know, and for y'all to just sweep this under the rug, like, you know, no article in the paper, no nothing.
And now, what does his family say? You're not in contact with
them? Not in contact with them. So, I actually, you know, I'm looking to relocate. I have some things lined up with my other daughter, but even when we went to the police department and they was like, it's all hearsay, the girl is saying in the text, is like, yo, his mother told him how to position the body. The girl is saying some stuff, but I can't use that.
The girl is saying you, and you have that?
Yes. We took it there. The detectives, prosecutor, attorney, everybody has all of that.
And they're telling you that they can't help you.
Can't do nothing.
Well, I'm going to tell you something like this, right? God that we serve is a God of justice. And I'm so happy that you're strong enough to still keep pursuing justice because justice might not come when you want them. But it will always come on time. And I believe karma is a real thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So justice looks different for different people.
Amen.
I don't believe that you can get away with doing anything without that energy coming back to you, your family, and everybody else. Yes. So you got to keep hope alive with this.
Yes, I always pray on that. You're right.
You know, when you look back on the situation, because it sounds like Robin had a very strong community.
Yes.
She grew up in a house with love. So she had a support system, which is you know, something we talk about in the book, is having that support system. When you look at the entire situation, where do you think it could have gone wrong for perhaps her to even be attracted to a boy like this?
Grief. Mm-hmm. You know, after my mother passed, then right after that, I was in a traumatic experience. I saw somebody, a friend of mine, lose his life. So I was going through like a traumatic experience. And then the next month later, my uncle, which was like, he was like, him and my mom was like the matriarch of the family. They kept everything together. Mm-hmm. Holidays, everybody was together. You know, now it seemed like everything is just like, and he knew that she was in the grieving, you know, a grieving state. So again, she still was talking to the other young man. He was like, why do you still deal with him? And then he wanted to, you know, do something to him and his friends. And then my nephew, you know, it's like a whole big, it's a mess. And I try to talk to them, like you were saying, I'm saying to them, like, look, I believe in prayer. God would not let that go that way, mm-hmm. no matter how long it take. Sometimes you don't hear things until like 20 years later.
Right.
But them kids are like, no, you know, talking to young boys and young, I just keep trying.
And you got to continue to do that. But you brought up something really important, right? And that's grief, mm-hmm. right? And these are the things we're not taught properly on. And I myself, you know, as an educator that was attached to her, I'm saying to myself, what more curriculum can we give our babies, mm. right?
Yes, yes.
What more things and tools can we give them? Because even after the pandemic, there's been so much grief. Mm. There's been so much loss. There's been so much hurt and so much pain.
Yes.
So you attach on to love because you just don't want to feel the pain anymore. So I can see Robin, you know, allowing herself to be manipulated or controlled because of a feeling of pleasure that she's finally feeling something good and she don't want to feel that pain anymore.
Yes.
But not understanding that pain, the pleasure without to supersede the pain that she has now. It's just so crazy.
It is.
So figuring That's out true. What we can do, how can we give them more? How can we prevent our babies if we can't prevent ourselves?
That's funny you say that.
How can we prevent our babies?
That's funny you say that.
From not feeling that pain and not going through this kind of stuff that could have been prevented if there were certain boundaries potentially created and certain things and tools like we talk about in the book. Right? Understanding manipulation, what that looks like, really understanding that this is not love.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that you're feeling and this thing that you think is good is really bad for you.
That's funny you say that because I know where my other daughter is at now, where I'm relocating to, we was thinking about starting like a foundation in honor of Robin's name, like Robin's Hope, bringing awareness to teens and young adults. You know, with domestic violence, don't suffer in silence. Giving them support because first thing we do when they're teenagers is say, oh, they're too young, they're too young. But this is what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And we have to leave an open door and be a support. You know, I have another organization that, you know, is in Atlanta that's looking to work with me. They want me to do certain things. But, you know, of course, right now I'm trying to get my health together and different things like that. But I definitely want to... Because I want this story to help other people as well.
It will.
I don't think nobody should have to go like that. To hear that my daughter was shot in the head.
Hey, ladies, it's your girl, Dr. Jamila T. Davis here. And I got something truly transformative to share with you today. As Black women, we know the struggle with hormonal imbalances all too well. Whether it's dealing with PMS or navigating the changes of menopause, let me tell you, finding hormone harmony was a game changer for me, and I'm excited to share why. Hormone harmony isn't just another supplement, it's a phenomenon, y'all. Picture this. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Yeah, you heard right. This stuff is flying off the shelf because it's changing lives. When it comes to our health, quality matters. Happy Mammoth, the company behind Hormone Harmony, is all about making women's lives easier. They use science-backed ingredients that actually work. No compromises, just results. So let's talk about adaptogens. That's the secret sauce in Hormone Harmony. These herbal extracts help our bodies adapt to stressors like hormonal changes, making them perfect for any woman experiencing imbalances. From hot flashes to low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back, sis. But here's the real kicker. Feeling like yourself again. That's what women are saying in over 17,000 reviews of Hormone Harmony. And let me tell you, it's true. I'm finally feeling like me again, and it was worth every single penny. Now, here's the deal. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. So you know what to do, sis. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your bottle. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Just left in someone's basement is just like...
Have you even started to heal? Or are you just trying to get through each day? Have you started a process?
I started a process. I did start therapy because I had back-to-back death. It was things that people were just dying around me that was so close. It was like, all right, this is... It's starting to be like, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was just getting worse and worse. It was like each day is just... I'm grieving over this person, but then this person just left. Now this person is going out. So it's like, so I just started therapy. Okay. I'm working on that now.
So hold on. I want you to understand what I'm feeling right now, right? This is all emotional for me because I feel like no kid should lose their life before time. Mm. But I want you to hear that your daughter was dealing with grief. Now you're dealing with grief. And it's a cycle of this grief that's almost trying to take y'all out. Mm. It's almost making y'all wish like you wasn't here because of so much of the grief. So when you identify that place in that space, you know you're going to have to heal and really, really work through the grief.
Yes.
The crazy part about it is you're super strong. Even here today, you're able to talk about this without even really shedding a tear.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. And that's a good thing. But I wonder, sis, are you really, 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 really dealing with your grief?
Yes.
Because that's a thing and that's a place. And what I don't want you to do is be so strong. And Tara was just talking about that to me in the beginning of the case, because I'm the strong one. I'm the one, I got it together. Right. You know, but then we be the ones in the midnight hour. Mm-hmm. We be really going through it.
No, I do. And that they're saying that could play a part in why my health is going.
So let's talk about your health. Mm-hmm.
I do have lupus. It hasn't bothered me. I haven't had any symptoms really until now, like recently. It started affecting, you know, my optic nerves, my nerves in my left hand, my nerves in my right foot. I'm having to learn how to walk again. Steroid IV fluids in the hospital. I have to be admitted into the hospital. It's like a...
So your body.
Yeah.
Oh. Our mental health is directly connected to our physical health.
That's what they were telling me. Yes.
Sis, we created this podcast for people like you, people like us, that know that despite what we've been through, despite the adversity that we've gone through, we got to stand strong and love ourselves more. Mm-hmm. And I know you're hurting right now because I'm hurting with you. Because this is not just your baby. This was our baby.
Yes.
This is our baby, right?
Yes.
One of the things that I told God when I got out of prison, I said, I'm going to go back into every neighborhood you send me to make sure there's no more young Jamilas,
yes,
right? That go and fall victim to the things that she fell victim to. So your case, I take this personal. Mm-hmm. This ain't just your baby. This is our baby. And we're in this fight together, right? But I need you to understand something. You came in here today on a walker.
You're the same age as me, if not younger, but you're aging. Because all this pain and all this trauma and all these things are trying to take you out the game, sister. So I want you to know that you are going to have to put that oxygen mask on yourself.
Yes.
You're going to have to buckle in and take care of you.
Yes.
So that you can take care of her business. Yes. But if your business ain't in order, nobody's business is going to be in order. And sis, you got to really heal. You got to heal. You got to grieve.
Yes.
You got to be able to really, really cry and shed those tears and really, really love on you every day. Like it's your last day, because if it's your last day, then none of the things that we got to set up and work to do is going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yes. And with the 6-year-old, she's like, my God keeps Robin here with us. She, you know, she keeps me. She's only 6 and she's like, everybody's like, she's a straight A student at the class. She leads the class. She's like, God says, forgive, Mom. Don't be mad. Don't be sad. You know, so I try not to. She catch me.
That's what's up. I just want you to know that you're human. And I know that you got those babies to live for, but grief is a real thing.
And you reserve the right to feel all the things that you need to feel.
That's good.
Yes.
You know, you can't step over or bypass the steps to your.
I know.
Because it's going to come out in your body. And that's what I'm seeing you. I'm seeing you from the last time I saw you to seeing you now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I see your health. You know, I see it going. Yes. And I know that you're unsure if God is going to really give you that justice.
Yes.
But no, look at me. I'm here to tell you, you're going to get that justice. How we came back in contact.
Yes.
I wasn't even supposed to go to that school that day, but something told me to change my schedule and I needed to be there. Mm-hmm. But I want you to know that God loves you. He's not forgot about you.
Amen.
Every cry, even when it doesn't happen at the moment that you think is going to happen, he's there.
Yes.
He's a healer.
He's a healer.
He's a fixer, right?
Yes.
He's a God of justice.
Yes.
And know that it may not come when you want it, but it's definitely going to come on time.
And my pain gonna be my power?
It definitely is.
Yes.
So one of the things I want to commit with you to do.
Sorry, y'all. I need a little tissue.
Can we get her tissue?
We're gonna get you tissue.
Okay.
It's all right. I want you to take that moment to just get yourself together, because it's okay.
Yes. Amen.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel the grief. But I want you to know that you're not alone.
Yes.
Amen. You are not alone. Yes. And somebody that's listening out there right now, I need you to know, too, you're not alone. Grief and pain, y'all, is a real thing. We feel it. And that's probably why I was triggered this morning. Remember, I told you this morning wasn't a good morning, per se. But it is a good day, because sometimes you got to feel a pain. Sometimes you got to allow yourself to channel into your emotions, because in that place, that's when the cleansing comes. Mm-hmm. That's when the healing comes. But one of the things that we're doing is we're building a community. It's a community of women who can share and talk about what we go through. Talk about the things that they tell us. Shut up. Don't tell your business.
Right.
Uh-huh. Stand strong. Keep your head lifted up. Mm-hmm. Don't shed a tear. Sis.
Yeah.
That's why we all mucked up.
That's what.
You know? Because we trying to be so strong.
Right.
A strong black woman.
Right.
To hell with that.
Yeah. Amen. Now, that's
to hell with that.
Yes.
So what?
I agree.
What we see is you're grieving today, too.
Yes. Amen, yes.
You are grieving today, too.
Yes.
Because when I say that, her baby is my baby. I believe that. Because I understand now I'm a vessel. My life is not my own, you know? Mm-hmm. And when we come into these schools, into these places, we cultivate real relationships with our baby. So this hurts, and I take it personal, because just like God lent you to her, he lent me to her for the time such as this. So what I'm going to commit to do with you is to help you build that foundation. Thank you. Yes. And y'all out there, I want you to stay on the journey with us as we build her foundation, as we make sure that this young lady's life is not in vain.
Right.
And I kept talking to Kalia. You remember yesterday I said 19 and I kept calling her 19 mm-hmm. and she was 23. I was really talking about Robin, but didn't understand why I'm saying 19. But I'm talking
she
about
was 19 too.
That's what I'm saying. The 19 year old that passed, right? Because sometimes that's how it happens with me in spirit. It's right. The spirit is leading and talking to me. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure her life is not in vain. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to that young boy right. that did what he did. Right. But the other thing I want you to do, sis, is see, forgiveness is a real thing.
Oh, yes.
See, because that unforgiveness part will eat you up. It's going to keep you handcuffed.
Yes. Absolutely.
To the person who victimized you.
Yes.
So we're going to forgive him because let me tell you something about daddy. Baby, daddy don't play about his kids. And you're his kid, and this is definitely his kid. Right? So vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
Whatever he's going to get, he's going to get. So we're going to wash our hands of that, and we're going to let that be whatever it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But what we're going to do is the work of the legacy.
The legacy.
The legacy is to keep her name alive.
Yes.
To make sure young people, see, we doing this podcast, mm-hmm. this is for us. But we know now, sis, we got a charge. It ain't just for us. It's the young people, right? Yeah, because we need to make sure there's no more Robins, young Robins. I'm talking about the young Jamilas that's going to the penitentiary. Yeah. But what about the young Robins that's losing their life at a young age because we not showing up in the way that we need to show up in relationships? Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you something also a little bit personal, but I want to get an understanding of what Robin saw growing up as healthy relationships. Mm. What was your relationships like with men?
Not good.
Sis, I want to talk about that. Because as we talk about this thing, it's going to help us to create the curriculum that we need. Right. So what did young Robin see you go through?
Her dad, you know, I had three kids with him. We did not, you know, I worked, he didn't, you know, he didn't have a job at the time. And I was the one, you know, I was pouring more into him than he was pouring into me. He, you know, went off, had, you know, a child with someone else. Now that child's mom, we were kind of close. She was, you know, I didn't have a problem with her. The kid used to come by and see us and stuff like that, but she ended up passing away too. And he wasn't there for that kid. He's still not there for that kid now. We're more so, you know, my son and my other daughter and I, we're there for the kid, but he's just like one of those people that just.
Was he mentally or verbally abusive?
No. Well, it's toxic, you know, a lot of different women, you know, into the drug game. He wanted to, you know, sell drugs, didn't really want to work, you know. It's just, we were from two different walks, you know. I always had a job. I always had a good job. I always kept a roof over our head. But, you know, he was in and out of jail, things like that, guns and.
All right. So, y'all, we're going to have a real conversation real quick, right? So young Robin is seeing someone who's her dad. And every little girl looks up to her dad.
Yes.
Respects her dad. Yes. Now he's in this illicit lifestyle. He's doing all these things that he's not supposed to do. So now it becomes natural for her to attract a partner that resembles some sort of her dad.
Yes.
That's why, y'all, these toxic relationships, and we talking about we keeping them together for our kids, you know, it's a real thing, right?
Yes,
because now our kids are seeing this stuff and they're looking at it like it's okay. She admires her mom who had the good job. So if my mom did it, I could do it too.
Yes.
That's a real place, y'all.
It is.
So as you move into this next sector of your life, it's making sure you break free. Are you in a relationship now?
No.
So right now you just
I'm just
doing you.
By myself.
That's what's up.
Working on me, trying
that's
to
what's up.
Trying to heal, trying to get my physical, my mental health together. Trying to make this move out of state and do, you know, different things, do different with my life.
And I think well, you know, one thing we have to, you know, I have three sons. And, you know, you try your best to know everything they're doing.
Right.
Try to be on top of it. But when they get a certain age, they begin to move on their own, do things on their own. And you try to have a fine line between being strict and giving them a little bit of freedom.
That's true. That's true.
You know, and it. I guess that's something we have to figure out. What does that look like? What does that look
What's
like?
The healthy balance?
Is the healthy balance? Yes.
Because the key to it was you can't reject. Because when my mother said,
"Yes,
you can't do this," guess what I did?
Into it.
I got rid of her. I rebelled and I went left. Right. So you can't do that either. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're gonna ask our audience, what do you do? Right? We don't have all the answers for everything, but this is a real conversation in a real place. What do we do? Well, we got these kids that we love, right? We don't want to totally rebel. So she did what I kind of would have want my mother to do. But then in the end, her daughter ends up dead. So what's the right way, y'all? I want you to come into our community, talk to us. Because some of this we don't know. See, when you become a parent, you don't get a parenting manual. Right. Yeah. Nobody says, this is how you do this. But when we share with each other what things work, young people, we need to be having conversations with our young people, even in the community, right? I'm going to get some of my young people there so we can talk and have this dialogue of what's the right way to do this thing?
Right.
How can we prevent, you know, no more Robins.
No more Robins.
No more little Robins.
As you know, her dad, towards the end, you know, it took for him sometimes, you know, men mature later in life sometimes. They had a pretty close relationship, you know, right before she, not too long before she passed.
Oh, that's good.
That's why he knew who he was, too, when he was saying he was going to kill him, too. He did try to talk to Robin, and he actually, you know, let her stay with him for a little while, look, come here. Come to my house, you know. It's not the best, but, you know, I'm trying to get myself together. So, you know, we weren't right for one another at that time because we were both young and we just, you know, that's the life he was living in. But he did try to turn his life around.
That's good. And I'm glad he got that closure.
Yeah. Right.
Because, see, the other piece to this, and we was talking to another young lady who lost her 8-year-old son to gun violence, right? Mm. You can't help as a mother to think, what if I did this, or having regrets, I should have did it. Because I feel like it. I feel like it as the educator. I could have pulled her to the side. And it's those, it's so much.
I tell her sorry all the time. I wish I was there. You know, I would have took. The last song we listened to together was Monica For You, I Would, and that was our song. And we played that at the funeral and people was just like, and I'm like, Dad, if I was there, I just would have.
Well, you know, I don't know.
It's a real place. It's like the moment you don't have the answers. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you guys seem to have rallied around her when these things were happening, you know, showing up, offering her a way out. Let's talk this through.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to tell you today, you did what you could. You showed up every time she told you to show up. You told her the right thing, and then she made the ultimate choice. So we can't fix the past, but we definitely can work collectively to go forward with the future. So Tara, I'm going to solicit you in this foundation. What did we say? You want to call it?
The Robin's Hope Foundation.
The Robin's Hope Foundation. And you know what I'm going to personally do for you? I'm going to gift you the money to set up your 501c3. I have an attorney who we work with that does the paperwork. Yes. And I'm going to commit to helping you to keep her name alive. Mm-hmm. And y'all out there, join in our journey. We're going to give you the information, right, to be able to support this mom who's still grieving, who's still going through, who still hasn't found justice, right? We also need to get you an attorney, sis, because you need someone to also pursue justice on her behalf. So we're going to look into that as well.
Yes.
We're going to look to our community, y'all, because we're all that we got. We need to really, really, really talk about this further, because this is not even, sis, I thought we was just going to come here and get to it, but this is a two-part conversation. Right, this ain't just a one-part conversation. But the first part is, we dealt with the situation in regards to talking about it, but now we got to do something about the situation. And the foundation, we can start some of that work. So y'all keep with us. Stay with us. You going to join our community?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm in it.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Anything, you know, again, you don't realize these things until, like you said yourself, you was in a situation. You said, I'm going back to save these kids. And that's a wonderful thing. Because for me, it took for this. I didn't look at life like that before. I just was. I hear things. I see things. I know people are dying and, you know, kids are dying. And it's like, oh my God, you know. Well, when it happens to you, so tragically, it's like, oh. It opens your eyes. It definitely opens your eyes.
Wow. This one is deep. Just love on yourself more, sis.
Yes.
So, y'all, this one right here was challenging. Mm-hmm. All right. Stay tuned. We're not finished, though. We're going to have to pick up the beat a little bit on this one.
Yes.
Because I know this one was rough, but we got to pay some bills. Stay tuned, y'all. Here's a message from our sponsor. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Dr. Jamila T. Davis, and I got a special offer for you, right? It's my gift from me to you. You want to level up? You want to manifest the life of your dreams? Well, I'm going to give you a piece of the plan, right? It starts with my Manifested Now vision plan. So follow me. It's actually the template that I use each and every year to get into my goals, my dreams. And unlike a vision board, I actually put this document on paper with goals and dreams and plans of who I want to be and what I want to become. And now you could do it too. It's time to level up, y'all. It's time to be the best you that you can possibly be. And I'm going to give you the plan. And best of all, I'm going to give it to you for free. Click the link right here. Download today and level up. Make sure you share the results with me. This is the exact plan that I've been doing for the last 4 years, and each and every year is taking me higher and higher, and I pray it does the same for you.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to the I Love Me More podcast, period, where we've just had this two-part conversation where we both just got so emotional talking to Janine and the story that's just... just every mother's nightmare, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, we can't hug you enough. We can't love you enough. It's just, we just are literally taking these pieces and trying to make the best of them from here.
Yes.
And, you know, with your children, what does that now look like as a mom? How have you changed as a mom?
I changed tremendously. I wasn't before... into church, into God. My mom was more so like, you're going to church. And we were like, oh no, you know, I kind of turned away. I stared away from God. Mm-hmm. I'm into more of the church community now. I'm praying more now. You know, I try to look at everything positive, no matter what it may look like. Like even with me being sick right now, no matter what it may look like, I walk with faith, you know, not by sight. I speak more with my children now. Like my son, he was talking to me the other day, crying and saying how he felt because everybody thought that they were twins. They were 10 months apart. So one day when he went to the store, he said, the guy said, "Well, you're twin." It was like, she, you know, she's no longer with us. And, you know, it hit him. So when he came home, he's crying. My other daughter that relocated, she's doing so much better for herself. That's why she's trying to get us down there with her, which is not too far. She's getting straight A's. She has a license now. She's getting a car in like 2 weeks. We speak every day. I have my uncle and his wife, they both were in the military. They're down there. She's looking to do real estate. Mm-hmm. Also go to school for engineering. She wanted to be a therapist at first because everybody thinks she's mm-hmm. like, you need some help. You wouldn't believe she's 17.
Wow.
She'd be talking like, she's the, but she said, nah, you know, man, that take too long. So I want to do engineering and maybe, you know, do some real estate. And she has her head on straight. She's down there working. Dope. She's doing good for herself.
So proud of that.
Yeah. So my oldest daughter, she, you know, she's working too. She's paralyzed as well. She had a brain a sinus infection to the brain at 12 years old. They said she wasn't going to make it, but she walked. She talked. You met her at the, she walked. She get around, she move around. So
She was a little suicidal after the thing with Robert, and she suffered with mental health so bad, and she, you know, wanted to end her life because Robin wasn't her little sister. She was more like the big sister to her. You know, when she couldn't do things and she, because of her disability, she'd be like, girl, yes, she is. You gonna come on, you gonna do this. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing. You gonna, Robin was just, she would bring the best out of you, you know, if you knew who she was. So, you know, and then the 6-year-old, well, she'll be 7 next week. That I'm telling you, God is talking through her. As I was looking at the police report, I was like, certain people that I was seeing standing outside, I'm like, oh, that's who that was? If I would have known. I resorted back to the old me a little bit. And then 7-year-old was like, mommy, don't do that. God said, forgive.
Wow.
Don't you do that. And I said, you know what? There was nothing else I could say. So she's my, and I want to change for her and want her to do better and do better things. So I try to live differently now. All of the things I used to do, going out, drinking, smoking, clubbing, partying, I don't do any of that. All of that is turned off. Certain people I had to cut off and just remove myself and distance myself, close those doors that God needed to close for me in order for me to move on.
That's a real place. Transformation is real.
It is. It is.
And you, we talk about something called generational curses, yeah. Right?
Mm.
And we talk about it on generation from back and forward. And then now I'm just hearing about all this pain around you. Somebody got to stand up and break the curse.
Break the generation.
And that's what I Love Me More is all about. Like going back to those places and spaces and standing up and using self-care and real tools to stand up and break the curse so that we don't continuously be a part of the cycle. Because hurt people hurt
people. They do.
You know what I'm saying? When there's no healing, when there's no transformation, hurt people hurt people. So I'm happy to hear that you like, this pain, it sometimes it feels unbearable, but I'm going to make sure that there's purpose in it.
Purpose, yes.
And I see you doing the work, sis. So that really means a lot.
Yes, I try to turn my wounds into my weapons to rise above. You know, your tragedy be your triumph.
Come on.
You know, so
wounds into weapons, tragedy to triumph, pain into purpose. Y'all hear it?
Yes, yes.
That's what the community is all about.
Amen.
Sharing and understanding despite what you feel like you going to do.
Right.
Remember, I'm like, today, that. You see, despite what I feel like I'm going through, somebody may be going through worse, right? But we operating in silos and we ain't really talking about it.
Yes.
So nobody really hears about the pain.
Amen.
That's why you, sis, you are a hero. You're a hero to so many, right? And I'm sure someone watching right now, you are a hero to them because they like, wow.
Yes.
I'm not alone.
Yes.
Because people are going through it. And they think it's just dumb.
Yes. Yes, and just like one of the organizations in Georgia I was telling you about, on the founder, she was saying one of the young girls, very young, she had a baby that was 1 month old. The baby father decomposed her body.
What?
I hear so many stories, and she wanted me to work with that family as well. But like I said, I have to try to
get you first.
Get myself. And it's like you hear so many different stories all over, and it's like, and I speak to so many different people. I'm like that. I be speaking to people. I be talking to people. If I can reach them.
You gonna be something.
Yes.
We got to get your health together, but you gonna be something. Yes. And baby, our baby, her life was not in vain.
Yes.
Her life was not in vain. Yes. And I want to just tell our viewers, you can always take grief, absence, the loss, and the lives of your family members. Keep their legacy alive.
Keep the legacy.
There are things that you can do.
Yes.
And one is, like you said, this work with the foundation.
Yes. Yes.
So we going to heal together?
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, sister. Yes.
We're going to get strong together. Yes. We're going to do this work.
Yes. Robin pulled us all together.
She did that.
I believe that. Yes.
She did that.
Yes.
Janine, what are some of the things you would tell your younger self?
I would tell my younger self, make sure you go to school. Certain people, certain places and things you shouldn't surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. Because, everyone said Robin sometimes with some things was a reflection of me. As far as with the dating, with the men, as far as with, she was always smart, 4.0, GPA, straight A's. It's just that she didn't know how to back down. If somebody be like, if someone irritated her, she has to be the get the last word. And I was like that too. And I would tell my younger self, like, now I wouldn't do that. Sometimes you just have to let people speak. You can't let it get under your skin. You have to remain positive and don't allow your emotions to control your reactions. It gets you nowhere. Gets you nowhere but into trouble. She did fight, you know, back in the high school she was in, because the high school was kind of everybody from all over East Orange. So you had this side of East Orange, this side of East Orange, this side didn't like this side, this side didn't. And instead of her sometimes backing away, she would. And I was like that too. I was a hothead. But I brought that all the way, you know, all the way down. And I would tell my younger self, don't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not worth it. Look back, fighting and all that stuff doesn't pay off in your future, because she was accepted to so many colleges she could have went to. But she just fell into the, it's just unfortunately the community we were in. And sometimes we get adapted to what we're surrounded by.
That definitely happens, but we're going to definitely bring some hope and positivity to this. So it's a full circle moment. And yes, we thank you so much, because we learned so much from you, yes, by sharing your story. So for those that want to stay in touch with you and keep up with your story and Robin's journey, yes, through Robin's Hope Foundation, where could they reach you?
Sorry, yeah, my social media is Janine. My first name, J-E-A-N-N-E-E-N, Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E. I'm on Facebook only. I don't have Instagram and stuff like that. I kind of try to shy away from the social media, even though it's good for certain things, but mm-hmm, I just kind of try to limit it a little.
Okay. And then we're going to set up your website and your information for Robin's Hope Foundation.
Yes, yes.
That's right. And guys, you can meet her again in our community.
Yes.
Because we're going to be talking further. We're going to keep this conversation going. And any support that we could give at blackwomenslivesmatter.com, we will join us. So thank you guys for another amazing episode. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you,
Janine,
for being so strong and for sharing so much. It means a lot.
It was an honor to be here.
Give you a hug.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to be here with you guys.
Oh,
I'm so grateful that you guys were able to share Robin's story. And you know, she used to speak so highly of you. She's the one that told me about you.
That's what's up. So thank you guys for staying tuned. Much more to come. Make sure you like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. If nothing else, take out of this message today, we have to love ourselves more. We're going to go through some pain. We're going to go through some bruises. But through it all, God will bring us through. Yes. So make sure you love on yourself more.
See you next time.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.